A woman needs to feel pretty, to believe she's desired.
I hope you learn that before some lucky Hasidic woman becomes Mrs. Ruvain Fine the First.
Rachel, listen. One word, that's all she asked. Yes, you look pretty. You couldn't even give her that. But I could. I would. If this were real. It was heavenly decreed I join her in her world to assist her. But to guard against his heart, a chassid must be careful how he speaks. So like Joseph of old, I was bound by conscience to resist her and deny her the assuring words she seeks. So each morning she arrives, I greet her as if she were my sister. Though on Friday as we part, a part of me is wishing we'd stay. And when Monday returns, I long to tell her I've missed her. Yet my lips cannot find the words they burn to say. But if fate would appoint you my bride, who would share all her days by my side, the ways I would tell you, I would whisper sweet nothings as nothing but my love would enfold you. When you'd need to be touched, I would touch you in ways I cannot say. And when you'd ache to be held, behold the ways I would hold you. As I'd sing you to sleep, lying close till the break of day. If she only understood how painfully I've struggled not to notice. Every time she licks her lip or runs her limber fingers through her hair, how the lilt in her voice enchants beyond endurance, how she holds in her palm every secret a man could share. But if you were to be Mrs. Fine, and the privilege were rightfully mine, the ways I would tell you. In the swelter of summer, I would nestle your tresses just to smell you, not caring if they've grayed or your smile bore a wrinkle or two. And you would drink of the sweetest content that ever befell you. For the ways I would show you would paint every shade and hue. But now and forever, I will wonder why I didn't fall the moment that her eyes bestowed me the sign. But now that the moment's vanished, she'll never be mine, though I'd sooner believe that the sun had come to take her away, had forsaken the day. In another place and time, you'd hear it every morning as I held you. You would fathom what I feel each solitary moment of the day. And you'd know every glance I'd show every chance. And Rachel, I vow by my life I'd be telling the birds. There's no telling the words. There's no telling the words.